Good morning to you all on this fourth Sunday before Lent. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Let us sing to God with thankful hearts. Open our lips, Lord, and we shall praise your name. Our salvation and our strength, without you we are lost. Guard us from all that harms or hurts, and raise us when we fall. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. He sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. I wonder, who do you follow? Who do you look for in the news or check online to see what is happening in their world? Maybe it's a sports team. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a singer or a band. Maybe it's a favourite author or journalist. Maybe it's a TV personality from your favourite show. Maybe there's more than one of them. Maybe it's an old friend from school or a colleague you used to work with. Who do you search Google for to find out more about that person? It's never been easier to find out information about another person, be that a friend of a friend, or someone who lives halfway around the world who you've never actually met. At the click of a button, we can follow people we don't know, who in fact we have no connection to at all. But with the power of social media, we can follow them and their life through just a click of a button. Following people on social media requires nothing from us other than reading their posts, liking them, following them, or, if we decide to, unfollow them at the click of a button. There's absolutely no effort needed on our part. We follow instructions all the time, or at least we attempt to, for games that we play, for household appliances, for putting together furniture, for cooking. Although, how many of us actually read those instructions is debatable. Or if you're like me, you read the cooking instructions from the packet, you put it in the bin, and then you pull it out of the bin to double check what it said. And I didn't do that this week at all. Not in the slightest. There are games like Simon Says or Follow the Leader, where you follow somebody else's actions. We follow instructions, people, all the time, possibly without even realising it. We're going to watch a a very short clip, which is very American, but they are a great church who have put together these clips of what they call God's story. And they focus in on different parts of God's story along the way. And this is their version of the calling of Simon Peter. So, but it's not just the gospel reading that we heard. It takes it from all the different gospels and puts the story together. So there might be bits that you go, oh, we didn't hear that. But that's because they've kind of put them all together to just make one clip.
God's story. Jesus calls disciples. So part of God's story is about how Jesus called his disciples, and it goes like this. When Jesus lived here on earth, he did amazing things, like healing people of their sickness and forgiving people of their sins. Jesus came to show us what God is like, and he chose some people to follow him and learn his ways. Those people were called disciples. That means someone who follows Jesus. One of these disciples was named Andrew. One day, Andrew was listening to John the Baptist when Jesus walked by. John the Baptist had been teaching that Jesus was the Son of God, so Andrew decided to follow Jesus home. Andrew wanted to learn from him, so he spent the day getting to know Jesus. After that, Andrew went and told his brother Peter that he had found the Messiah, their long-awaited rescuer. So Peter went to meet Jesus too. Later, when Peter had spent the whole night fishing without catching anything, Jesus got into Peter's boat. He said, "Go out into deep water. Let down the nets so you can catch some fish." Peter obeyed, even though it didn't make much sense. And guess what? He and all the other fishermen caught so many fish that their boats began to sink. After that, Peter realized that Jesus was more than just a great teacher. He was God's son and the rescuer God had promised. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." Jesus wanted Peter to know that he would help others follow Jesus too.
So Jesus asked Simon to follow his instructions, to put his boat out into the deep water and let the nets down for a catch. Simon's a fisherman. Jesus is a carpenter and a teacher. Who do you think knows more about fishing? A carpenter stroke teacher or a fisherman? It's a bit like me saying to a car mechanic, "I think you should have fixed my car this way rather than the way you have." I know nothing about mechanics, for context. And to top it all off for Simon Peter, the fishing was done at night, not during the day. No one would have blamed Simon Peter for saying to Jesus, "What's the point?" and telling him to go away and stop telling him how to fish. We all hate being told how to do something, especially when we know how to do it. And yet, this isn't the first time that the two have met. If we read back into Luke, Jesus heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law. So when Simon and the others leave their nets to follow Jesus, it isn't their first encounter with him. I'm sure they would have heard about him and what he had been saying, and they saw firsthand his work in the healing of a family member. But it's in this encounter that something changes. Simon Peter recognizes Jesus for who he is. And while he may not fully understand it yet, he sees that Jesus is much more than just a great man and a teacher. Simon Peter obeys the command of Jesus. He sees that there is something about this man, something that means he can leave everything and follow him and do so without a moment's thought. So if they left everything, quite literally that day, it made me wonder, what happened to all that fish? They caught 2 boatloads of fish, which I guess is quite a big amount. Were there other people there that worked for them, that put the fish to the market to be sold? In Luke's gospel, we hear that Simon, James, and John all leave the one thing they know how to do that day, fishing, to respond to Jesus in a radical way. I wonder, out of all of the people that you follow, maybe on social media or in the news, who would you leave everything for? Is there a particular sports player, a singer, a spokesperson, or the member of a political party. To have a radical change of life, to leave everything you know behind, to go with that person, to follow them, to learn from their ways and their teachings. Some people may follow a particular scholar in a particular field to learn more about that particular teaching that they have, or they have a particular interest in them. But do they give up everything to follow them? Some would say being a priest is a radical lifestyle change. And in some ways, yes, it is. But we are also in the Church of England, where nothing moves particularly fast. We have answered that call. As Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me," to do more than just follow, but to live and to teach what we believe in each day. But that isn't all in the encounter that we have with Simon Peter that day. He is then charged to help others to follow Jesus too. And we, as followers of Christ, have that same charge to help others to follow Jesus. And we do that by how we live and respond to those around us at work, at school, around our community, in church, just in everyday life. We do that by showing that our faith is real and that it's lived out each day for us. And how we do that is going to look really different for each one of us. And we won't get it completely right all the time. But take heart, because neither did Simon Peter. We know throughout the Gospels that we have that he didn't get it right all the time. And yet Jesus charges him with the fact that he will be helping others to follow him too. So as we follow Jesus, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be heartfelt. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.